Dr. Murphy, a couple of people who have already gotten their booster shots checking in on the text line. One says, I got my Pfizer booster yesterday at CVS. You use their app. It was very simple and clear. No walk-ins. You need to use the app to schedule. Another says, I got my Pfizer booster yesterday. No appointment needed at a Walgreens. What a difference compared to trying to get my first shot when I couldn't get an appointment anywhere. I mean, that's a significant difference this time when people you know, couldn't find a place to get a vaccine before, now apparently readily available.
Yes. The system is set up. It's teed up, basically ready to go. And remember, it's people 6 months past their second dose, so it's not everybody. You know, so it, people will trickle in over the next few weeks and months.
Yeah, several people asking, when will a Moderna booster be approved?
Mm-hmm. So the Moderna booster, it's interesting what they're trying to do. They're doing a study looking at giving a booster at half the dose. They have some preliminary information that it works great, but they don't have enough information. So the FDA has asked them to submit the application with the full dose, keep working on the half dose approach. And they are expected to present all their data, just like Pfizer did, you know, a week or two ago, by the end of October.
Greg, you're on WGN with Dr. Robert Murphy. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Hey, my question is, I'm getting my booster shot tomorrow at Walgreens. Mm-hmm. Is there a waiting period for following up with a flu shot?
No, there isn't. Matter of fact, you can have it at the same time.
Maybe switch arms? Is that a good idea?
Probably a good idea to switch arms. But you can get the booster at the same time. There's no more waiting. There's no more waiting period required.
Why would it be a good idea to switch arms? For the soreness?
Yeah, just for the soreness. I mean, a lot of people do complain of soreness from both of these vaccines, more so with the COVID vaccine. But it's probably better to get it in a different arm.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Greg, good luck with all that. Nancy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Dr. Murphy, what determines the removal of the mask mandate in Illinois since the numbers are going down?
Oh, when are they going to remove that? Is that the question?
As far as the mandate and requiring them.
Okay, we're at 3,000 cases per day. Illinois is divided into multiple regions. You're going to see the mask mandate kind of go by region. The southern part of the state is a complete mess. They'll be last, most likely. But you're going to see it when those numbers get down a little bit more, like they were in July of this year, you know, in the hundreds per day, and you're going to see those mask mandates lifted. Basically, the same thing is happening in Europe right now, in many countries, where the vaccine uptake is much higher, in the 75 to 80%. They're removing the mask mandates in many countries like Denmark. Sweden is about to loosen theirs up. The United Kingdom and France and Germany also in certain areas. They're lifting them, too. So the same thing will happen here. It's just a matter of time, and we're going in the right direction. Unfortunately, I can't tell you when, and the regions are going to go, you know, one by one.
Okay, but the positivity rate, does that also have a bearing as to when it's removed then?
Yeah, they look at the number of new cases, the percent of people being tested who are positive, and the number of people ending up in the hospital, the number of people in an ICU, the number of people on a ventilator, and the number of people who died. So they kind of go in an order like that. And the mask mandate is really related to new cases, not old cases that are getting sick. So it's going to be the case positivity rate and the number of new cases.
And positivity rate oftentimes would be like what, below 3? Or is it below 1, than that?
Below 1%.
Below 1. Okay. Thank you so very, very much. Appreciate all that information.
Yeah. Thank you. Good question.
Thank you for calling,
Nancy. When is it safe to keep your mask on? When is it safe to take it off? If you're outside, are you okay to not have the mask on?
Generally outside, unless you're in a big crowd, you don't need a mask. Outside, very little transmission outside. Now, if you're in a big group, there's a big difference. If the group, how tightly packed the group is, and if the group is a mixture of vaccinated and unvaccinated. When the numbers went down in June and July of this year, and we kind of thought the whole thing was maybe this is going to be over, what happened is the masking and social distancing was loosened up for everybody, or let's just say the unvaccinated. They didn't believe in it anyway, you know, for the most part. Mm-hmm. So when they mixed, then we had this next wave come up very quickly. So if you're in a mixed crowd or you don't know that everybody is vaccinated, that's much higher risk than if you're in a group where everybody's vaccinated.
630 area code's asking, can my daughter get a Pfizer booster if she originally had the Moderna vaccine?
At this point, no. Now, but that's going to be coming soon. So like I said, within a month or so, 4 to 6 weeks, you will have the Moderna will go through the same process that the Pfizer group did. So at this time, the current emergency use authorization for the Pfizer vaccine does not include people who got the Moderna. But it's a very short time before that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So she should wait for that. Well, now, the thing is, if the daughter has an underlying immunocompromised condition, you know, if she's got some illness limits the effect of the vaccine, then the mixing, what they call it, mix and matching vaccines, is allowed. But that's kind of, you know, mostly people with cancer, people who had organ transplants, yeah. People who are very sick on steroids and the like. So there is that one little caveat.
Great information as always. Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of infectious diseases, Northwestern's Feinberg School of Medicine. Hope you have a great Sunday today, doctor. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's looking to be a good day.
Thank you.